Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, we're here at the last break of the day. Just one more thing, your closing remarks. What do you have for us today to take us into the weekend, Steve?
Well, I think I should talk about dreams because it's such a major component to your success. Dreams are such an important component to success. You can't underplay dreams. See, let me tell you something. Education is necessary for certain fields and professions. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, a pilot, a scientist, a teacher. Education is so necessary for many professions in this world. But there is nothing, and I repeat, there is nothing more important than your dreams. Your dreams have value. Your dreams wake you up in the morning. The dreams give you hope. You know, I'm not saying education doesn't do that, but education don't wake you up in the morning. It's what you dream and hope of becoming with the education that wakes you up. It is your dream that causes you to even get an education. If you want to fly a plane, and that's your dream will cause you to do the things necessary to accomplish the dream. That's why I tell people, educators and all, if we spent more time talking to our children in our school system about their dreams and visions, we could reduce the dropout rate. But what we're doing is we keep talking to kids about the education, and we're not talking about the kids for the reason for the education. You got to get your education because you got to finish school. Finish school for what? We have got to take time out to talk about their dreams and visions. I tell parents all the time, if you're not talking to your kids about dreams every 90 days, that's a mistake, man. That's a mistake because young people change more often than you think. But if you're not revamping your dreams every 90 days as an adult, you're making a mistake. Because guess what? You change also. Now, you may not change as often as your children because you become a little bit more subtle when you're older. But you've got to refurbish these dreams. You got to dust them off. You got to keep reminding yourself of what the purpose is. Because the dream provides purpose. You wake up in the morning because of what you dream to be. You get excited when the alarm clock goes off because of what you dream to be. Man, don't let nobody fool you. Now listen to me. I'm going to say this again. Education is important and it's critical to certain things in life. But you can actually make it in this world without one. Now, do you need to have some basics under your belt? I strongly suggest you do. And I'm not saying at all that you don't need school, because you do. School offers you a way to become well-rounded. That's the thing that school does for you a great deal. It not only educates you, it gives you social skills. It teaches you how to be well-rounded. It teaches you how to adapt. It teaches you the tool of memorization. So I'm not knocking it at all. But what I am saying to you, if you are like me in any way and you're just not a school person, what you gonna do? You can still be something. If you've blown your education opportunity in life, you can still be something. If you just don't feel like you can do school again, you can still be something. Because the scripture says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. I know the Bible inside out. I don't know it. I didn't go to theology school or anything. So I can't quote it like people can oftentimes. But I don't recall ever going to Sunday school or any service I've ever been to and read a scripture about how necessary your education was. But I have seen repeatedly that a man without a dream or vision shall perish. See, the reason you'll die without the dream or the vision, because without the dream or the vision, you'll give up hope. You've heard so many people say, keep hope alive, because it's necessary. The dream, the vision, what you see for yourself, your hope for tomorrow, that impossible thing that nobody else can see except you, that thing that floats around in your imagination that keeps pushing you to make you think there's something out there other than this for me. If you wake up in the morning and you keep saying to yourself, man, there's got to be more to my life than this, that's because it is. That's because it is. Your visions and dreams are out there. And let me tell you something else. You got to make your dreams and visions so big, that it causes you to overcome all of your fears. See, the fear of failure is the number one cause of failure in this country because people are afraid to fail. But you have to have dreams and visions so big that it just overcomes all of your fears. You've got to want something so big, so dynamic to happen in your life, man, that you've got to make this happen. And the fear is secondary to all of it, and it'll cause you to push through. You've got to dream of something so outstanding that in order for it to happen, you absolutely have to have God's help. If you're dreaming of only stuff that you can accomplish yourself, I got news for you. You ain't dreaming big enough. Start dreaming big. Increase your dreams. They will change your life. It will change your perspective. It will cause your hope to grow. All right? Those are my closing remarks.
All right, okay. Steve. All right. Yes.
Y'all have a good one. Hey, and can I say have a great weekend?
Yes, you can. Finally.
Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.